At first glance, I probably appear to be a somewhat ordinary, somewhat average-looking fellow. Calm, harmless, at ease. But this is by design. You see, it is through decades of research and rigorous training that I have crafted this facade of normalcy.
We're nothing but the nerds they say we are.
Just underneath the surface of this manufactured veneer, there hides an altogether different person. A monster, some might say. My alter ego, he's the opposite of the image I project. He's the antithesis of cool. He is the last person you want to get trapped in a conversation with. He is the geek. The geek. The geek.
The Closet Geek Show. Episode 12. Time for a little bit of nerd erotica.
What can I do?
Hello everyone, it's Brent, the Closet Geek, coming to you with episode 12 of the Closet Geek Show. The date today would be Thursday, October the... Nice to stop there, Brent. What date is it, you dork? October the 13th. Oh yes, lucky Thursday the 13th. I hope everyone's had a good week. My week has been pretty good. Got to have Thanksgiving over at a friend's house, unexpectedly. Wasn't thinking I'd have Thanksgiving this year. Because they don't celebrate Thanksgiving in Australia. But nonetheless, I got to do it. It was a lot of fun. And the rest of the week has been homework boring. Excuse me. Yeah, pretty much boring old homework. Nothing exciting going on. So I do have a good show coming to you today. I have a real rockin' show. I got one dance song, but mostly kind of rock music coming to you. You may have noticed a new intro. I'm trying to do something different. I want to have kind of an intro that for the most part is the same because I spend so much time in the intro. It's ridiculous. It's like between 20 seconds and a minute of music, and I spend like more time on that than I do on the rest of the show. That's probably messed up, but maybe I can only handle like large amounts of production in a small space of time. So I do it during the intro, and then I don't have to like... And I'm like, oh, the intro is great, and then I don't really do any production on the rest of the show as well, if you've probably noticed, because the show's production is kind of, not very good. So, I got a short geek talk coming this week. In the intro, you heard sort of a clip of a guy talking about his inner geek. That's a comedian by the name of Ernie Klein. I have a clip from him to play during the geek talk. He's going to talk about what kind of porn he would make as a geek. I thought it was pretty funny, so I'll play that. And add a clip from a band by the name of Cracked, and I've been looking for like an hour, maybe less than that, but I've been looking for a long time trying to find their webpage, and I don't think they exist anymore, unfortunately. But they, at the time that I used to listen to them, they're like sort of this unsigned indie melodic hard rock kind of band. They're pretty good, so I'll probably play songs from them later on, maybe in another show. I already got a full music backup for this song. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to play the BNR Boot of the Week. Looked at a bunch of songs today. It was weird last week. Wasn't so much songs this week. There were tons, and it was strange. I had about 10 contestants after listening to about 50. That I thought were pretty good, so that was a good mix, and I found one that I thought was the best. It's from an artist by the name of Dun Proofin. He or she has been around for a long time. I have a bunch of songs by them and see them posting all over the place, so they're rather prolific. This song is titled Cops, and it is a mix of a song by Missy Elliott, Timbaland, and Magoo called Cop That Shit, and another band that I've never even heard of called Product 01, and the title of the song featured in this mashup is Heart of Glass. So I'll put a link up in the show notes to where you can download this song, and enjoy the BNR Boot of the Week. Thank you.
been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without some little nieces and nephews to cover all the beats and the rhymes I've been through. Time's up, sorry I left you. Thinking of this, I keep repeating them hits like that Aaliyah, Timberlake, Missy Elliott shit. As you sit by the radio, hands on the dial tune, as you hear it, pump up the volume. Jump when you hear the speakers, let it off. Mr. VA about to set it off. I don't know what you heard and I don't know what you know, but my folks done told me. So up jumps the boogie, let the record work. And put me on like you red alert, cause it's the big bad Timmy, Maganoo and Missy, like three the hard way, coming straight out of the gym.
DJs in the mix shows, you better go to the record store and hop that shit. Get to the bootleggers, loving the bootleg, we breaking off both of your legs, hop that shit. Stop double CDs for your friend, and I'ma say it again, no, hop that shit. Cause it's the hottest shit out on the street, so when you hear this CD go and hop that shit. When you say you love me, it doesn't matter, it goes into my head as just chips. Shadow, you may think of me, cause it's the thing that's just very free, but what you say, I go to the tell me so, let them pretend to be me, then they know. I hate when one pretend to fantasize, fact that he's right, those who even try. Smell between my thighs, never stinking, your dream is over, career sinking. I told you like I told all of them, what you say to me, be dictating. In one ear and right out the other.
Hey, yo, Missy, you ugly.
Yeah, your mother, I don't pay attention, I don't concentrate. You ain't got the baby to take for this. DJs in the mix shows, you better go to the record store and hop that shit. Over your legs, shit. Stop double C, it's my friend, and I'ma say it again, no, shit. It's the hottest shit out on the street, so when you hear this seed, you go, and
I'm your idol, the highest title, numero uno. I'm not a Puerto Rican, but I do look up to Fat Joe. And understand I got the gift of speech, and it's a blessing. Being from the EX streets, I talk sense condensed in the form of a poem. If I wasn't writing rhymes, I'd be breaking it home. I'm kinda young, so my gun's my security. I'm not afraid to do what you gon' do to me. I get paid when your record is played, to put it short. I got a name. I'm talented, yes, I'm gifted. My uppercut, boy, that'll get you lifted. You got cash, man, stop frontin'. I'm living on for them, every record that you cut. My name, Mad Goo, and I'm over two stars. Every other one, I get a brand new car.
You better go to the record store and hop that shit. Into the bootleggers, loving the bootleg. We breaking up over your legs. Hop that shit. Stop double C, it's my friend, and I'ma say it again. No, hop that shit. Cause it's the hottest shit out on the street. So when you hear this CD go and hop that shit. DJs in the mix shows. You better go to the record store and hop that shit. Into the bootleggers, loving the bootleg. We breaking up over your legs. Hop that shit. Stop double C, it's my friend, and I'ma say it again. No, hop that shit.
Wow, wasn't that bleepity bloopity tastic? It was bloop-licious. Yeah, good song. That would be the B and R boot of the week. I liked it, so it's in my show, and that's how that works. I hope other people liked it. If you did or didn't, give me a feedback. There's been a drop off again in the feedback, and last time I whined about wanting someone to email me, people did. So I'm going to try that again. Please email me and let me know you're listening to the show so I don't know that I'm, like, completely in the dark. Now on to Geek Talk. Short Geek Talk. I didn't have much time to research anything nerdy, and I did have some ideas, but I don't know. I might wait until I get back to Canada to talk about one particular topic just because the person I used to do that one topic with is back home, and it might be cooler if I talked about it with them and had sort of a two-person dialogue going on about said geeky activity. So I did find one thing earlier today. You heard him earlier in the intro, Ernie Klein. He's a spoken word artist, I don't know, comedian? I don't know, I think he's funny. I don't know what he's to be called. This is in the spoken word section of his website. But one of the clips that he has featured there is a segment that he does called Nerd Porn Auteur. And it's a little talk about what he would do if he was a porn producer to make pornography for geeks and nerds. And though it didn't completely apply to me, I thought it was pretty funny. So I'm going to put it up now, and I'll be back to start up another song. So here's Ernie Klein with Nerd Porn Auteur.
I've noticed that there don't seem to be any porno movies that are made for guys like me. All the porn I've come across was targeted at beer-swilling, sports bar-dwelling alpha males, men who like their women stupid and submissive, men who can only get it up for monosyllabic, cock-hungry nymphos with gargantuan breasts and a three-word vocabulary. Adult films are populated with these collagen-injected, liposuction women, many of whom have resorted to surgery and self-mutilation in an attempt to look the way they have been told to look. These aren't real women, they're objects. And these movies aren't erotic, they're pathetic. These vacuum-headed fuck bunnies don't turn me on, they disgust me, and it's not that I'm against pornography, I mean, I'm a guy. And guys need porn. Fact. Like a preacher needs pain, like a needle needs a vein, guys need porn. But I don't want to watch this misogynist he-man woman-hater porn. I want porno movies that are made with guys like me in mind. Guys who know that the sexiest thing in the world is a woman who is smarter than you are. You can have the whole cheerleading squad. I want the girl in the tweed skirt and the horn-rimmed glasses. Betty Finnabowski, the valedictorian. Oh, yes. First, I want to copy her trig homework, and then I want to make mad, passionate love to her for hours and hours until she reluctantly asks if we can stop because she doesn't want to miss Battlestar Galactica. Summa cum laude, baby. That is what I call erotic. Did you ever see that kind of a woman in a contemporary adult film? No, which is why I'm going to start writing and directing geek porno. I shall be the quintessential nerd porn auteur, and the women in my porno movies will be the kind that drive nerds like me mad with desire. I'm talking about the girls that used to fuck up the grading curve, the girls in the Latin Club, the National Honor Society, chicks with weird clothes, braces, four eyes, and 4.0 GPAs, brainy, articulate bookworms with Mensa cards in their purses and chips on their shoulders. My porn starlets will come in all shapes and sizes. My porn stars will be too busy working on their PhD to go to the gym. In my porn movies, the girls wouldn't even have to get naked. They just take the guys down to the rec room and beat them repeatedly at chess, and then talk to them for hours about Heisenberg's uncertainty principle or the underlying social metaphors in the Aliens movies. Buy stock in some hand cream companies because there's about to be a major shortage. And I'm not just talking about straight porn. Oh no, there should be fuck films for my nerd brethren of all sexual orientations. Gay nerd porn flicks with titles like Dungeons and Drag Queens. This idea is a fucking goldmine. I am going to make millions because this country is full of database programmers and electronics engineers, and they aren't getting the loving they so desperately need. And you can help. If you're an intelligent woman who is interested in breaking into the adult film industry, and if you can tell me the name of Luke Skywalker's home planet, then you are hired. It doesn't matter if you think you're overweight or unattractive. It doesn't matter if you don't think you're beautiful. You are beautiful, and I will make you a star.
So how did you like that? I thought that summed up my thoughts better than I could normally by myself. There's nothing sexier than a girl who's actually smarter than I am, which doesn't happen very often since I'm so smart. I'm super intelligent. I'm also a jackass and, yeah, a bit of a loudmouth, as you've probably noticed from this show. I talk a lot. So now on to a new song. This would be a song from an artist that I found on the net called DJ Tone Deaf, and the title of this song is Angel. It's a bizarre-sounding song. The best way I can describe it would be uplifting drum and bass, and I know those things don't normally go together. Drum and bass tends to be kind of dark, but yeah, this is somewhere between like an uplifting, trancey house vibe with drum and bass, and I thought it was pretty creative and unique. So I'm going to play it. So I hope you enjoy it, and I'll be back after this song.
Yo, stop frontin' and use your head. We'll be right back.
So that was strange, kind of weird. Haven't ever heard a uplifting D&B track, but that's what I like to hear. I like to hear new, unique types of music. Anything different always strikes my fancy. I like seeing people making new stuff out of old stuff. So yeah, a good song, DJ Tone Deaf with Angel. So now I'm going to talk about a cool podcast that I just started listening to this week. You may have noticed that I make pathetic attempts to be funny on this show, and I'm pretty sure that they fall flat. I'm not a particularly funny person, but I did find someone who is, so if you're starved for the humor that I don't give you, then you should check out a podcast called The Stark Cast, located at starkcast.com. They have about 21 episodes so far. This guy, Jim Kay, throws out a show, I think, about every week. I just start listening, so I'm not quite sure as to what his pattern is, but I think it's about every week he throws out a show. Some funny stuff. He does skits and stuff, and he's just a funny guy. I found myself laughing out loud a lot. So check that out if you're starved for some humor. It's a funny show. I highly recommend it. So now for another song. This is from an artist by the name of Rock City Morgue. Strange name, but kind of a real rockin' kind of song. Name of this song is Falling Apart.
Everything's falling apart. Everything's falling apart.
Now that's a good song. Makes me think of good old-fashioned rock music. I love it. So, time to talk about the cool site of the week. This is a site that I've been to a lot lately. I used to be one of those people that hated, I absolutely hated celebrity gossip and celebrity news and just couldn't stand it. And then I found this site. And the site made keeping up on celebrity gossip fun and interesting and moderately intelligent. It's a website called The Superficial. It's a weblog. And the writer on the weblog talks about celebrity gossip all the time. That's all they talk about. And it is absolutely hilarious. I love it. That's all they talk about. They talk about celebrity gossip, the whole blog. That's all it's about. And you can keep up on all the latest with what's going on with Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton and Britney Spears and all those annoying women, Tom Cruise. But the writer on that site just has just the most exuberant wit and just crushes everything about celebrities and just tears into them. And it's absolutely hilarious. So highly recommend checking that out. Look in the show notes for the link to that website. They are funny, funny, funny. I check them out once a week or so when I get bored, and there's always a good backlog of 3 or 4 celebrity news items, so I can keep up on celebrity news and talk about it with other people. So, you know, I stay on the up and up, and I don't look like a dork. Now for the last song of the show. This has been a short show, but as told you, I've been busy, so I haven't had the largest amount of time to get stuff together. So yeah, I'm just trying to get this show out because I always get pissed off when I don't do the show and I feel a little guilty. So I do have this show and I will have one next week, but yeah, I just gotta want to get it out, give you the music that you all love so very much. A little bit of a shorter show, but that happens sometimes. It'll even out later on in the year. So here we go with the last song. It's from an artist by the name of Separated. And the title of this song is Bleed. I'll be back after the show to close out the episode. Enjoy it.
I have searched until my eyes bleed. Yet I'm cold and empty. I have latched onto all my fears. Yet I'm still as hungry. With nothing, I have creeped back behind the scenes. Yet I'm still left starving. I can't live without it. I can't carry on without you. 'Cause I'm so sick without it. Pour yourself.
Except for you within a minute.
So there you go, a nice rockin' kind of hard rock song to close out the show. This is the end of Closet Geek Show episode 12. Sorry it was shorter than most of my shows normally are. Just look at it this way. It's less of me rambling, and now you have extra time to go check out some of the other great podcasts that I've talked about in previous shows, including this one, such as the Starkcast or Distorted View or the Gabberjaw Show. So, yeah, go check out shows like that. There's links all over the place on the website. You can find the website at closetgeekshow.blogspot.com. Send me an email to closetgeekshow@gmail.com or look for me on Skype as Closet Geek Show. Yeah, please give me some feedback. I haven't got any feedback in like weeks and it's killing me. And I very much like to hear from people. So, yeah, send me feedback, please, 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 so I know other people are listening to this other than the people that I actually talk to in real life, over the phone. So, yeah, that would be cool. Anyway, I'm going to disappear now. I think I'm going to go to bed. I have to get up early for class. And, fun stuff related to class and schoolwork. And enough complaining from me. So, that wraps it up for the Closet Geek Show episode 12. And I'll talk to you all next week. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you didn't, or if you did, give me some feedback. And I'll talk to you next week.